This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House says President Joe Biden warned Ukraine's president Thursday that there is a distinct possibility that Russia could take military action against Ukraine in February. Biden's warning to Ukraine came amid growing concerns that Russian President Vladimir Putin will give the go-ahead for further invasion of Ukrainian territory in the not-so-distant future. The White House said Biden's comments to Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in a phone call amplified concerns that the administration officials have been making for some time. The Kremlin this week also sounded a grim note, saying it saw little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the U.S. again rejected Russia's main demands. Russian officials said dialogue was still possible to end the crisis. North Korea confirmed on Friday that it tested an upgraded long-range cruise missile and the warhead of a tactical guided missile this week. State media KCNA on Friday confirmed the test and said leader Kim Jong-un visited a munitions factory producing a major weapon system. Tensions has been simmering over North Korea's weapons test. In January alone, Pyongyang has conducted 6 sets of missile tests. The launches have triggered international condemnation and a new push from the United States for sanctions against Pyongyang. KCNA said North Korea tested an update to a long-range cruise missile system on Tuesday. It said on Thursday another test was held to confirm the power of a conventional warhead for a surface-to-surface tactical guided missile. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden said Thursday that he will keep his campaign promise by nominating the first-ever black female justice to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Supreme Court following the retirement of liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, who confirmed his pending departure after 28 years on the high court. Biden said he had not yet made a choice. He said he will announce his nominee before the end of February, and that he will work with congressional leaders in the deeply divided legislature, currently cleaved in half along partisan lines, with Vice President Kamala Harris as a critical tie-breaking vote to see her confirmed promptly. Biden could face time pressure to install a successor before congressional elections in November. If Republicans retake the Senate, the president will have a much harder time getting his nominee confirmed. Breyer says he will retire after the court stops for summer recess, which usually happens in late June or early July. Malawi's disaster commissioner on Thursday said food and shelter was urgently needed following the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Anna. At least 19 deaths were confirmed by authorities, while more than 100 people were reported to have sustained serious injuries after more than a week of heavy rains. According to the Department of Disaster Management Affairs, more than 200,000 people from 48,000 households have been affected, and many have been displaced. Malawi's main highway has been cut off by the flooding, and many people are feared trapped by the surging waters, according to the Malawi government. President Biden said Thursday he called on Congress, to immediately enshrine the Equal Rights Amendment in the U.S. Constitution and formally protect women's rights nearly a century after lawmakers first raised them. In a statement, Biden urged Congress to pass a resolution recognizing ratification of the ERA, saying recent legal analysis showed there was nothing preventing lawmakers from acting. Supporters say the ERA is needed to protect against sexual discrimination and would help achieve equal pay. Opponents argue that the original timetable has passed and that the amendment is no longer needed. The Coast Guard says it has found 4 more bodies in its search for dozens of migrants lost at sea off the coast of Florida for a total of 5 bodies. The Maritime Agency said Thursday that it also plans to call off its active search for survivors at sunset if it doesn't receive any new information. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.